to Bethel Baptist Church, and as we begin the process of closing up this beautiful day in the presence of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to open up this evening with hymn number 178, the Bible Stands, first and last stanza of 178. Father, we rejoice in your divine presence, in the love that you have poured out upon us, that you would encourage our hearts and minds to seek after you, that in holiness and in righteousness we might submit ourselves to you and to your calling to do your will. We pray for your divine peace to be over us and to be over those who hear, that you would draw them unto yourself and encourage your hearts to seek out the Lord and to pursue living in the presence and in the glorious grace and riches of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. I'm going to open it up, and anyone else have a song they would like to sing? Ralph. 2, 4, 6. What did you do? Complete the rest of the staying?
No, okay, yeah, at the Pacific Hills today, Ralph requested his number, and twice I went somewhere else.
So we've had 246 requested. Let's find out what we're going to sing.
And Wayne had to come to the piano and say, let me turn the page for you.
Okay. Well, what I have learned... What I have learned over the years is you don't argue with the pianist.
I know. Well, I was playing the piano, I played the prelude, and I started singing, and nobody moved. I said, something wrong.
Okay. 2, 4, 6, whatever number happens. Was that the right one, Ralph? Okay, we're good. Okay, so what else would you like to sing this evening?
Hey, 264
in the garden, 264. Would you like to sing this evening? Okay, Nick. Got one?
How about 129?
129. Okay. At the cross.
Thank you.
Amen. So anyone else have one? Wayne.
Number two.
Number two. Love divine, right? Love divine. That was number two. Number two. Sorry about that. Love divine, that was Jack Kissengen's favorite, if I remember right. Immortal, invisible. 34.
Thank you.
Ten young.
Three one eight.
Turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. Verses 1 through 6. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. And blessed is the word of God. So, Lee.
Thank you very much. How's that? Is that better? I think it's... Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. All right. Got a lot of things going on.